In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
You're not going to be happy, Miles.
Okay.
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Eastwood, what are you doing, man?
The rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. 20 days ago, after 59 years of smoking, since I've been smoking at 12 years old, I found out that I have the worst case of emphysema in the world.
Oh, man.
And I lost my breath, and I went over laying on the horn, and the neighbor come over, and he had a Buteron. And he gave it to me, and I took about 5 hits of that, and I recovered, went to the emergency, found out I had emphysema, and I'm recovering. So
I always thought that Buteron was a transformer. I guess I'm wrong.
How do you feel now? Are you feeling better?
Calls talking terms. I'm going to talk terms with you. I want to tell you one of the story I got about Seafair, and you let me tell it, I'm going to donate 5 bills to Kick for Kids.
All right. Cool.
So, Anyway, you didn't ask me if I'm sober or not.
Oh, well, are you sober or not sober?
No, I'm staying sober. I'm sitting here prepping some Pilato from Peace Valley Farms to make me a joint when I'm through here.
Okay.
And relax me out. So, anyway, here's my story. I'm working up at Pepsi Fueling. I was a fleet mechanic, and I'm in the yard, and they got this truck that comes in, and he's going to pull my ground tank, the stuff out of the diesel ground tank, and filter them through the filter system he's got. And he's got his pump in there, and it's broke. You know, he's these bolts. And so I go, you know, and I'm a free flyer. You know, I go out to fix trucks. I go wherever I want. So I go, hey, I'll take you over to Tacoma Screw. And I'm driving with this guy over to Tacoma Screw, and he's a sitting in the car, and he starts talking. You know, I talk, you know, but he starts talking over me, and he goes, you know what I'm going to do? He says, I'm going to get me a hydroplane and put 3 engines in it, and I'm going to go race Unlimited. And I'm like, you know, I've been watching hydroplane race. When I was 1975, and I got hit by a cop car, my leg broke. Pascal, I was over there, went on turn 3 and 4, and on the back over, and it flipped. My mom loved Bill Munsey. You know, we always thought he was a cheater, you know. And Munsey had the first turbine boat that Munsey ran. And he would start out there, you know, how they have the time, you got to get the clock. And he would be behind the field. And then after turn one, he would swamp boats and be penalized. And anyway, so and then she came in. I was sleeping in a bed party in the house. And she got my ounce of pot. And so anyway, you know, we're a Seafair family, man, and a hydroplane family. And then this guy, we get in there, I'm thinking, this guy's crazy. I asked him questions like, how are you going to do a tranny, you know, to hook 3 engines together and stuff, and explain to me. The guy goes up, he's signing his name, and the guy was Fred Leland. Now, Fred Leland was the second, after Bernie Little died, he was the winningest owner of hydroplane races in history.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it was like, I'm with the god of hydroplanes, you know, I mean, and so I went and bought him pizzas, and we went back to work, and everybody come in, I'm like, you know who this is? This is Fred Leland. And so, anyway, that's my story, but kids, you guys were, I also want to say, like, back in the day, down by the domes down there, you know, in Seattle, they had St. Vincent de Paul, the basement of that, they had a big-ass giant grizzly bear. About 14 foot tall stuff, got kind of like a museum in there, and then they had like the old boy Alberto, about 3 hydros down there. You know, I just love when I was a kid to go down there and check them boats out. But anyway, I heard you guys talk on Wednesday about the pilots, and then one more thing: I lived in Tukwila, south end of Boeing Field, and one time I went and watched all the guys get on the planes, you know, and all the regimentation and uniform, you know, the pilots got in, and then every time Steve Kerr come in. Them planes would come in 500 foot over my house, right over my head, you know, wow. One after the other when they come in for a landing.
I'll tell you what, if you donate for Kicks for Kids now, we'll make Eastwood stop talking. Head to KISW.com right now. Donate what you can.
That was the end of my story.
I know, I know.
And so
you're pretty excited about Seafair.
You know, Ted, Thrill, Mike, Ben the Psycho Muppet was gone. I love all you guys, man.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Eastwood.
We appreciate
it, man.
Love
you too, bud.
Oh, man, the, wow, the donations are coming in fast.
Yeah, no, I'll write in after. I'll go online and kick for kids and post my money when we're done here.
Hey, thank you, man. Yeah, right. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, everybody appreciates that, brother.
Hey, no problem, man. I've God's graced me with goodness, so I'm spreading the wealth, you know.
And emphysema, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, you swear to listen.
By the way, man, I bought me an Oxy Dobson's Raider. And I'm breathing my oxygen, and it's bringing me around, so okay. I'm cool.
All right, well, Eastwood, look, it is Kicks for Kids Day. Thank you again for your generous donation forthcoming. So with that in mind, here's a question about shoes. It's multiple choice, all right? So the question is, everyone's familiar with Doc Martens, the boots, and now they've expanded to other things. Man, somebody, this chick had this cool-ass pair of, I don't know, man, they're like slip-ons, but they were Docs.
Huh.
They were cool. I'm not a big fan of slip-ons, but I'm like, all right, those are badass. Anyway,
I don't know if I trust chicks in Doc Martens.
Don't for more than two nights, but it's a good two nights, brother. That was my experience in my 20s. That's all I'm saying. All right. So who was Doc Martin? Was he a shoe store owner? Was he a tire maker? Was he a World War II surgeon? Or was he a professor at Oxford? So a shoe store owner, tire maker, World War II surgeon, or professor at Oxford?
I don't know. I'll just make the guess at a surgeon.
What a done!
Eastwood does it best.
I know. All right, Eastwood, look, before we let you go, I'll probably regret that. Since you're one and done, man, we got a 50-50 question for you. So let's see. True or false, the entire continent of South America is east of Michigan. The entire continent of South America is east of Michigan. True or false?
The entire continent of South America is east of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
See, you guys are East Coast guys. So you know that better than me. I'm a Seattleite. I sun rises in the east. Yeah, I say it east, yeah.
Okay, doesn't miss. You got it.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How long do you guys think it took him to go one and done? I got the actual
He takes here. Longer. Okay. From the time we answered his call until the time he went one and done.
I'm going to go from the time that we answered until the time that you just hung up on.
One and done. 4.5 minutes.
It's
got to be higher. I'll say 542.
542. Miles and a guess on how long.
I just amazed he has emphysema and he still talks.
So to get his actual one question right, took him 6.5 minutes.
Six and a half minutes.
Job,
it is the Eastwood way.
I didn't even ask him about the poll because I didn't want to go down that road.
No.
Well, you know, he'll feel it. I don't know. Sardines. He's a fish for sardines in Southeast Asia when I was 14 years old. Working on a boat. Sardine fisherman it was.
I was going to recommend maybe trying an edible with the emphysema.
But again, if you say something, you add another 90 seconds of conversation.
I was going to take liver because maybe to help repair mine, but I didn't do that.